got Laura and I've got Dario here. So yeah, the rest of the band, obviously, we're trying to catch you in a bit of a mental week. So just got you on a little WhatsApp call right now. And I'm going to acknowledge on air that Laura's down at Noah's right now making us jealous with his coffee.
I am still working though. I will clarify that. Just having a good coffee while I work.
Yeah. All right. Okay. all right. So let's chat Silo then. You've had a mental week, I think it's safe to say. For anyone who's kind of not in the world of Silo or hasn't sort of seen the updates, can you catch me up on just kind of what's happened in the last sort of week or so for you guys?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a mental week. So back in August, we went down to a recording studio called the Ranch Production House with the support of the Isle of Man Arts Council to record our debut album with a producer called Kel Pynchon. So we went down there in August and we recorded the album, and then that was kind of, it was more as a memento for ourselves to see that we could listen to the songs so they didn't get lost to time, as in many instances over here, sort of as bands come and go and they never really sort of get their music recorded. So we wanted to, as I appreciate, we're all sort of mid-30s, we all wanted to just kind of document the music for ourselves with the support of the Isle of Man Arts Council. So we recorded the record and we came back here, and obviously once you record a record, it kind of goes through like the mixing stages where you get different iterations of the song as it gets mixed, etc. And basically while that process was going on, obviously you upload all of your tracks to your BBC Introducings, your DSPs, so your digital service providers, like your CD Babies or DistroKids, to sort of release them and put them out into the world. And during that process, we got an email which had basically said, who are you? What is this album? And so me sat in the office, basically straight onto the blower to the boys, just like, does anyone know who this is? Has anyone heard of this name? And then the next email was, can we jump on a call? So it was, I don't know, 3 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon, sat looking at spreadsheets. And the next thing, my phone rings. And it's a record label in London called Easy Life Records. Effectively, they'd heard the album. They'd played it in their offices, which are based down in Camden. And they played it in the offices where there's, I think across the network of companies, there's about 120 staff. And effectively, they all came to the decision that they needed to contact us and they wanted to put our record out. Which is, as you can appreciate, sort of five Hey Boys from the Isle of Man. We were just like, is this real life? Is this a fantasy? Just to quote Freddie Mercury. So we were just like, okay. So we had the track coming out on the 19th of December, and it was a fully independent release because we just wanted to put the music out. So over the course of the next few days, it was sort of all hands to the pump on the Silo side of things to pull the music down from going live on Spotify, because it was about to go live on Spotify, getting all the mixes and masters over to the record label. And then off the back of that, they've sort of generated PR campaigns for us. So this week we were on the front page of the Kerrang website.
Yeah, I've got that article up in front of me here.
Which is just insane. like I grew up religiously every single week. Kerrang was my Bible.
It's funny, I was going to ask you about this because I was the exact same. Kerrang every week, Rock Sound every month. Absolutely, completely shaped my music taste. Every band I still listen to now, probably the way I dress, like everything is shaped by that love of Kerrang. And so, I mean, did you feel like your heads were going to explode when you're getting all this kind of attention by the likes of Kerrang? I think it's a very specific thing to have grown up being in that little sort of scene. Like, you know, what's that like?
Yeah, it was honestly... we're really appreciative of the fact that they would even consider putting our little band from the Isle of Man on their website. Heads definitely fell off. I think we were all just sat looking like melted wellies for at least half an hour, just sort of like, what is going on here? So it was a very, 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 very surreal experience. Sort of loading up the webpage, and there's a photo of all us five and Dario's dog, Remy.
I was going to say, who's the dog? Perfect.
That's Remy.
Dog. The sixth member.
The sixth member. He's famous now, isn't he?
He is the sixth member of Silo.
So I suppose
it's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, well, there you go. So, I mean, Dario, I mean, what's that feel like then for yourself as well, then, to sort of see it on Kerrang and see your dog on there as well?
I think, just to go back to what you guys both said, it was the same for me, and I reckon the rest of the boys as well. It was Kerrang Music Television on permanently on my TV at home when I was growing up. And just like you said as well, like, it's I my music taste, the way I dress, like that's it forms who I am basically. And I've been in bands over the years, and I've tried multiple times, as we all do, to try and get signed and get noticed and all this stuff, and never really got anywhere with it. So now at like mid-30s, couple of kids, definitely the wrong time of life to be doing this. And it's just happened. It's just happened. It's just completely blindsided us. The funny thing is, yeah. Kel, who produced everything, the first day when we were all really getting to meet him and everything, he did ask, what's the plans here? And like Lars said, no plans. We just kind of want to record it so the songs don't get forgotten. To go from that to then go to being on the main page of Kerrang's website, mixed in with like Bring Me the Horizon and Limp Bizkit were on the page as well. And then to be on Metal Hammer and Loud, it's wild, and it's all come so quickly. So I don't really think there's been a chance to like realize how cool it is, basically. I'm still been blindsided by it, basically.
Yeah, you've not stopped yet. And obviously hitting the Kerrang chart as well, being in there with those names. And I mean, that's one other thing. I mean, you know, you're chatting about, working with Kel. I sort of looked up his work as well. I mean, he's got names on his roster. He's worked with like, the likes of like Bury Tomorrow and those sorts of bands. And then, you know, over on Easy Life Records as well. I mean, looking up them, I don't know about you guys, but some of the names on that label, past and present, again, have shaped like a big part of the music I listen to. Like, you know, you talking like the likes of Tonight Alive and Lower Than Atlantis and Father Son and Lonely the Brave, you know, these sort of like I was a big Tonight Alive fan back in the day as a big Paramore fan as well. So I mean, mixing with those sorts of names as well, you know, like you say, Silo from the Little Isle of Man chucked in there. I mean, do you kind of feel like sort of the sky's the limit right now? It's all kind of, even if it is coming at a weird point in your respective timelines almost.
Yeah, I think like my wife Megan sort of looked at me when this was all happening, and she sort of half rolled her eyes and like she sort of said, "So what does this mean then?" And I'm like, "Well, I don't know, Meg, but." So it's one of them. I don't really know what we keep opening our emails on our phones the next morning, and we're seeing all of the plays and the streams and the music video. Everything's just steadily increasing the amount of plays they're having, and you just don't know what's going to happen. But the main thing is the label and everyone that we're working with there, they're all really, really impressed. So we're sort of taking each day as it comes. When you say sky's the limit, it's one of them. You just don't know. And if this is all it gets, then it's been fun. But who knows what is going to happen tomorrow, sort of thing.
I think this is far and beyond anything we could have ever imagined in our wildest dreams already. We are just, as I said, five hey boys from the Isle of Man. Born and raised. So it's like for even anyone in the UK to hear our music, or let alone kind of it resonates with them, is just like, I can't comprehend that.
Yeah.
It's like last night I was sat there, I was watching telly with my fiance, and the next thing I got a ping on my phone and someone in America's ordered a pre-order of our vinyl record.
It's insane, isn't it? It's
and I'm just like, how do they know who we are? I have no idea. So it is, it's so far and above anything we could ever imagine. So anything it does from here is just an absolute blessing, but I have no expectations other than to have fun with the boys.
I mean, even that sums it up. I mean, the likes of Kerrang, you know, we could talk forever about maybe the sort of decline of print journalism and that sort of thing, you know. But I would say Kerrang still feels like almost like tastemakers, don't they? And you know, I wouldn't put it beyond the realm of possibility you'll pop up in Alt Press or something over in the US. Wouldn't that be mental? Get them to relaunch Warp Tour just so you guys can go on it. Then I want a press pass, please. I'll come with you. If we're throwing out kind of, you know, hopes and dreams of where this may go, I mean, you mentioned being on the front page of Kerrang with the likes of Bring Me the Horizon and stuff like that. Is there like a dream tour you would love to get a call on now, or you know, some sort of, I mean, what artists would you love to sort of get to go and you know, brush elbows with, I suppose?
I think we initially have all said one really cool goal would be to play at Outbreak Festival. Mm-hmm. That would be, for me, that would be amazing. In terms of artists to link up and support, I mean, I think there's probably not enough time to sit here and talk about it, but
I have a list. For me, I'd probably say the biggest would be Alexis on Fire.
Mm-hmm.
They're a Canadian band who are the greatest band in the world.
Oh, he's throwing that out there.
Big, oh, without big question.
Oh, I'm arguing with you on that one, but go on, it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say Alexis on Fire, Comeback Kid, God, Touche Amore,
Church. Mm-hmm.
Drug Church. The list is endless. Like, we'll play the Squelch and Pheasant on a Tuesday night, John. Yeah.
I feel like that's the thing with the sort of scene and this type of music that we're obviously all into, is it sprawls, doesn't it? There's like an endless list of bands, but it's really cool to see a band from the Isle of Man kind of making it in there in the conversation. So I tell you what, I'm not going to keep you all day because I know I've caught you on your lunch break and stuff.
No worries.
But we're going to give Crawl in the Bottle a spin now here on the Live Lounge. So can you tell me a little bit about the single and then we'll give it a go?
Sure. So Crawl is one of the later tracks that we wrote for the album. So basically it's a track written from the perspective of somebody who's experiencing therapy for the first time. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, it's an internal monologue that's sort of shaped by self-awareness, discomfort, and the sort of the slow process of having to confront personal truths. So this one, it sort of balances, we think it balances a bit of tension with sort of introspective verses and then sort of like a releasing moment of clarity in the chorus. So it's got a bigger chorus with a bit of weight behind it, and hopefully one that people like. It's the first single off our album Haze, which comes out on the 1st of May on Easy Life Records.
Awesome. Well, look, I can't wait to see what happens next for you guys, and I want to see you supporting some mental huge band, and then we'll all be able to come over and cheer you on. But for the time being, we'll see you up on the Live Lounge soon for a live set, hopefully at some point. But yeah, like you say, this is Crawl in a Bottle off your debut album Haze, coming out on the 1st of May, and we're going to give it a play right here on the Live Lounge.